that would mean that the transport from France to China would be covered by this convention if France is a member state, a contracting state, and no other state, but the consignor in France and the consignee in China agree to use this convention. I wonder what the Chinese government will tell its consignee or its consignor if he makes such things. In the CIM, we have this possibility that only one contracting state, but the parties to the contract agree to use the CIM. I don't know any case where this was tried, because, for example, we could go to Russia with the CIM to Moscow if the consignor in Germany and the consignee in Moscow decide to use the CIM. Can you imagine what the Russian government would tell this consignee? No. We should be careful. The state of the consignor and the state of the consignee should be member states and transit states. It's not necessary that they are contracting states. So a transport from Germany to China, if Germany and China are contracting states, then this convention would be applicable and the transit states would be overwhelmed. That's enough.
But that